Yevamos Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Tes 49, the last of the Perek, and really a continuation of the topic we started five Mishnahs ago. The final case, we'll call that 2C. You have Shnei Achim are the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Echad Cheresh v'Echad Pikeach. One is a Cheresh, we'll call him Shimon, and one is a Pikeach, we'll call him Reuven. Nesum l'shteach nachrils. They're married to two unrelated women. Again, Rachel and Leah. Achas chareshet, one of whom is a chareshet. That's Leah, who marries Shimon. And the achas pikachat, and one of them is a pikachat. That's Rachel, who's married to Reuven. Which means, again, Reuven and Rachel are pikchim, so they have a doraisa marriage. Shimon and Leah are both chareshim. They're both deaf mutes, and therefore the marriage is derabbanan nature. So, Meis Cheresh Bal Chereshet, if Shimon the Cheresh is married to Leah the Chereshet, dies. Now Leah the Chereshet falls to Yibum, to Reuven, he's a Pikech and she's a Chereshet. So, Ma Yase Pikech Bal Pikachat, what should Reuven the Pikech who's married to Rachel the Pikachat do? So he can't do Chalitza because Leah is a Chereshet. But he can Kones, that's the Mishnah says Kones, he marries her, and now they're married. And v'im ratz lahotzi yotzi. If he wants a divorce, or he gives her a get because he's a pikech, and a pikech can divorce a chareshet, she can accept it. So there you go. On the flip side, the last case to see here, where you have meis pikech bal pikachat, Reuven the pikech, who's married to Rachel the pikachat, he dies. So now Rachel the pikachat falls to Shimon the cheresh. Again, there's no relationship between Shimon and Rachel, neither with him or his wife. But he's a cheresh, so he cannot do chalitza. So ma ya'ase cheresh bal chereshet. So what should Shimon the cheresh, who's married to Leah the chereshet, do? Kones, he can still do yibum and marry Rachel, because a cheresh can do yibum. But since he's a cheresh, he can't give a get afterwards, and therefore ve'eno motzi la'olam. Unfortunately for Rachel, she can never be divorced from Shimon. If something goes wrong, they're stuck because he can't give her a get. So they stay married forever, and there's no possibility of a get.